弟兄姐妹，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
首先祝大家新年快乐。
First of all, I want to say Happy New Year.
我们终于跨过了富有挑战性的2020年的门槛。
So we finally crossed the threshold of 2020.
那当我们进入新的一年的时候。
So when we enter the new year.
我们回顾过去一年我们所经历的事情。
So when we, looking back at what happened last year.
我们展望未来的新的一年我们所有的希望。
And so we're, continue to see what's, looking forward, the new hope, the coming year.
我们感谢神的保守。
We want, thank to the Lord for his protection.
在过去的一年当中我们见证了神给我们的恩典。
We also witness his grace have provided for us.
那么在新年祈福我们衷心的盼望。
And so for this new year, we sincerely hope.
我们希望疫情可以得到控制。
First of all, the pandemic can be brought under control.
那么社会秩序也可以尽快地恢复正
常。And social order can be restored quickly.
随着去年年底这个新冠疫苗的这个获准上市。
And so with the new vaccines available at the end of the, last year.
那我们似乎看到了一线曙光。
We seem to see a glimmer of light.
那么我们离战胜这个疫情已经不远了。
Hopefully that we can overcome the pandemic.
那希望在今年的某个时候我们可以重新回到教会。
So hopefully sometime this year we return to church.
我们可以恢复在教会里面欢聚一堂的敬拜。
We can continue to resume the worship together.
所以2020年实在是不寻常的一年。
2020 was such an unusual year.
那么在去年年初的时候这个新冠病毒在武汉爆发。
And from the beginning of the year, the COVID-19 virus broke out in Wuhan.
我们大家都有一种隔岸观火的感觉。
So it was from far away, we're looking what was going on.
所以没有想到短短的几个月这个疫情会蔓延到全球。
Within a few months, the whole virus spread globally.
而且呢这一年当中我们都没有办法能像过去那样的正常的生活。
And we could not live normally the whole year.
我想这也影响到我们的信仰生活我们的教会的敬拜。
And beside the fact our daily life also affect our spiritual life.
那么从三月份开始呢教会也因此就转移到了线上聚会。
So since March, the church has also moved to online, worship.
所以从来没有这样的事情那么迫使教会呢不得不离开。
And so there was never such a thing that forced the church to temporarily, to close.
那我们大家都很珍惜的每个星期天大家可以面对面的在教会的见面也不能这样进行。
We could no longer to have a face-to-face worship.
那迄今为止啊全球新冠病毒的感染人数呢已经达到了8000万。
So far, more than 80 million people have infected with coronavirus worldwide.
那么死亡的人数呢也超过了180万、啊。
And the death toll is as high as 1.8 million.
那么这个疫苗的出现让我们看到了希望、啊。
And so the launch of the vaccine gives a new hope.
那这个是实在是神的恩典。
So this is God's grace.
因为我以前是在制药公司做我知道做一个疫苗在这么短的时间内能够做出那么高效的疫苗实在是神给我们的一个恩典。
So I used to work at a pharmaceutical company in order to have the vaccine launched so quickly and effectively is God's grace.
所以我们希望在未来的几个月疫情可以得到控制。
So hopefully the pandemic can be under control in the next few months.
但是目前这个冬春两季呢我们还是面临这个疫情这个失控的一个状况。
However, the out of control pandemic in winter and spring will continue.
特别是我们现在所属的这个叫南加州的这个地区哈。
Especially in the Southern California.
那这个疫情可能会在未来的几个星期内会非常的严重。
And the infection continue to be severe.
我们也希望大家特别的小心。
I really wish everybody to be extra cautious.
我们来度过这个最困难的这段时期。
So we can pass this most difficult time.
那可以预计呢，全球的经济的恢复和社会秩序的恢复。
And so we can expect the restoration of global economy and social order.
有可能需要更长的一段时间。
It's going to take probably much longer than we expected.
那与此同时，在过去的一年呢，美国这个社会的动荡呢，也是我们每个人都感受到的。
At the same time, the past year's social turmoil that we can all sense it.
就是以前本来没有被暴露出来的像种族的冲突和社会的不公平的现象。
And it was not really exposed in the past like a racial conflicts and a social injustice.
那么也在这次的疫情当中呢浮出了水面。
And those things that have surfaced during pandemic.
几十年来呢美国的制造业一直在处于一种不断的衰落的情况。
So the decline of American manufacturer has led to continue to deteriorate.
所以这样就导致了这个中产阶级人数啊在不断的萎缩。
So then we can see the middle class has been continued to shrink.
那我们现在看到两个不同的美国。
So now we have two different United States.
那么一个美国呢是占人口1%是富有的美国。
And there also one United States is only 1% of the population. They are the rich.
那么另外一个是占大多数人口比较贫穷的美国。
Then the other United States is a majority of the people, they are very poor.
那么有一半的人口的美国坚持这个保守的这种传统的道德的这种观念。
About one half the population want to follow the moral values extremely conservative.
那另一半呢是不断的挑战传统价值观一个自由化的美国。
Then the other half continue constantly challenge the liberalization of traditional values.
那么两党的政治家在治国的理念道德的价值观的冲突那么在这次的去年的年末的选举当中可以说是暴露无遗。
So the conflict between the two political parties in governing the country and their moral value were also fully exposed in the year-end election.
毫无疑问，美国正经历自内战以来从来未有过的一种分裂的状态。
So there's no doubt that United States experienced a state of division has never been seen since the Civil War.
所以这些社会的变化深刻都影响我们每个人的生活。
So those social changes have profoundly affected the lives of us.
显然我们也不能置
办。And so obviously we cannot sit on the sideline.
那么社会的公平与公义这是上帝所看重的。
The social fairness and justice are what God values.
因此啊推动社会的变革也是我们基督教会义不容辞的责任。
Therefore, it is our inescapable responsibility to promote social changes as well.
那么作为基督徒的话，我们应当如何按照圣经的原则，我们能够尽到我们的责任，参与社会的变革呢？
So as a Christian, how should we participate in social changes with a due diligence in accordance with the biblical principles?
同时我们也如何借此机会，我们持续不断地来推动福音的施工呢？
At the same time, how can we take the opportunity to continuously promote the work of the gospel?
所以作为教会啊，我们应当去思想怎么样去平衡我们的社会责任和我们的福音使命。
So as a church, we should be balance our social responsibility, as well as a gospel mission.
所以新年伊始，就让我们一同来思考这个方向性的问题。
So at the beginning of the new year, let's think about the direction of the issues altogether.
我们看到我们现在面对的是一个从来没有过的一个挑战。
So we're facing something we've ever happened before.
基督教的教会对美国社会的影响从来没有像这个时刻 受到这么大的威胁。
And so it's a huge threat of a Christianity and church.
那同时这也给我们提供了一个崭新的机遇。
But this, however, that provides a new opportunity for us.
但是我们怎么样来参与，怎么样来看待这样的机会呢？
How can we participate and look in this new opportunity?
我想借用一句中国的成语。
And so let's look at this one Chinese idiom.
中国的成语叫以史为镜。
And so that's taking the history as a mirror.
那么以史为镜就是以历史为一面镜子，我们 来思想历史上发生的事情，来决定我们今天对待这个现在的状况应该采取什么样的态度。
So using history as a mirror, so what we can learn from it.
那么在基督教从诞生的第一天开始啊，我们就注定了这个它是具有一定的普世性。
And so when the Christianity started the first time, we know there's the universal, destined to be universal.
五旬节当圣灵降临的时候。
And when the Holy Spirit descended on Pentecost.
使徒们得着圣灵的能力。
So the apostle gained the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以使徒行传第二章第四节就记载，当时他们每一个都讲起别国不同的方言。
And people start to speak in the tongue of different countries.
因为当时来到耶路撒冷圣殿敬拜的有不同国家来的讲不同语言的犹太人。
And so when people come to worship, there's a different from people have from different groups and different countries.
所以福音就这样迅速的从耶路撒冷传到了罗马帝国的各个地方。
So the gospel quickly spread to from the Jerusalem to all parts of the Roman Empire.
不但犹太人有信主的
，besides the Jewish became believers，
那么其他的族裔也都有信徒
，and there are so many different ethnic groups became Christians。
所以这和耶稣赐给我们的大使命是相吻合的。
So this is pretty consistent with the Great Commission given to us by Jesus。
因为在马太福音28:19这样讲，他要使万民做门徒。
And so in the Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, talk about to make disciples of all nations.
所以在启示录第14:6，当时看到将来得赎之民的那个光景。
And so you can see in Revelation that what will happen, and in the Revelation chapter 14, verse 6.
所以未来的得赎之民包括各国、各族、各方、各民。
So the everlasting gospel to preach those who dwell on the earth to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people.
因此基督教的信仰从来没有限定过是某一个国家或者是某一个民族。
So therefore Christianity never restricted certain countries or certain nationalities.
因为基督是属于全人类的。
And Christ belongs to the whole human race.
基督的教会具有普世性。
And the Christian church is universal.
它超越了国界、肤色、种族和等级这样的界限。
So transcending boundary of a national boundary, a skin color, ethnic groups, and ranks.
所以这个我们看到在过去历史上就发生过很多这样的事情。
So when we look back the history, that we can see that many things have happened.
那么当福音传遍了整个罗马帝国的时候
So when the Christianity spread throughout the Roman Empire
那么后来我们知道了罗马帝国由第一开始迫害基督教变成了开始遵从基督教
When Romans start persecuting the Christians first until they became their religion of the country at that time
所以当时他们的人就认为很多神的国那大概就是像罗马帝国这样的。
So the kingdom of God, it should be just like a Roman Empire.
那么慢慢的就会在地上建立起来。
And gradually will be built up on earth.
但是当这个主后400多年的时候这个哥特人攻占了这个罗马城的时候
So, Goethe, there's a one country attacked the Roman in after, 400 after, Christ.
那么这个时候很多的人就开始非常的惊讶，他说为什么罗马帝国会有灭亡啊？
And a lot of people were very surprised. How can the Roman Empire will be destroyed?
那么罗马帝国灭亡了，是不是基督教也就会随之消失呢？
If the Roman Empire was destroyed, can the Christianity also disappear?
甚至当时很多人就说了，说罗马帝国之所以灭亡，就是因为信奉基督教的结果。
And so a lot of people said the reason Roman Empire was destroyed because people believe in Jesus.
那么当时一个著名的神学家，他就是奥古斯丁。
There's a very famous theologian. His name is Augustine.
那就他就写下了这本书叫《上帝之城》。
He wrote a book talk about the city of God.
那么虽然当时这个罗马帝国呢，可以说是世界上最强大的国家。
Although Roman Empire at that time was the strongest country on earth.
那么它的辉煌啊，真是没有以前的一个帝国可以相比的。
No one can compare to its splendor.
但是奥古斯丁指出，所以将来那个天上的城就是新耶路撒冷。
And so he pointed out the new city of God is in Jerusalem.
那不是这个地上之城罗马可以相比拟的。
It cannot compare to the one on earth.
所以罗马的辉煌、荣耀、能力和权威都是暂时的。
The splendor, glory, power, and authority of Rome were all temporary.
那么他指出，我们应当定睛在那个永不毁坏的上帝之城。
And Augustine pointed out that we should focus on the city of God that will never be destroyed.
那么事实也正如奥古斯丁所预示的那样。
So the fact is just as Augustine predicted.
那么西罗马帝国灭亡了。
Roman Empire was destroyed.
那么东罗马帝国后来也灭亡了。
The east of a Roman Empire was also destroyed.
但是基督的福音呢，却是传到更多更远的地方。
But the gospel of Christ spread to more and farther places.
所以这样我们看到说，我们现今生活在美国，是一个美国是世界上最强大的国家。
Now we look at when we live in United States, this country is the strongest on earth right now.
那么这个国家也曾经是在基督教的基础上建立起来的。
And because of the people believe in Christ, that's how it was built in the beginning.
但是我们知道，当这个国家渐渐离神的这个标准越行越远的时候，
When people start to behave away from what God teaches,
那么这个国家会失去神的祝福。
This country will lose God's blessing.
但是基督的福音不会因此而衰亡的。
However, the gospel of Christ will never diminish.
所以这样的结论呢，和我们基督徒两种公民的身份是完全一致的。
So this statement is very consistent with the true citizenships of Christians.
对圣经多次提到为执政掌权者要祷告哈。
The Bible often mentions prayer for the kings and authority.
那也要我们为我们所居住的城祷告。
And also we need to pray for the city where we live in.
所以我们应当尽地上公民的义务。
So we should fulfill our obligation as citizens on earth.
但是保罗同时也告诫我们，我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
But Paul wants not to forget that we are citizens of heaven. We are waiting for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will descend from heaven.
因此我们基督徒既是地上国家的公民，也是天国的公民。
Therefore, Christians are both citizens of on earth and heaven.
所以这两种公民的身份对我们基督徒来说既不对立也不混合。
for those dual citizenship for Christians, they are not opposed, they're both related and are not opposed.
所以他们既有关联又有区别。
They're both related and they also are different.
那么基督徒我们很容易有的时候在这两者之间我们失去平衡。
But it's very easy for Christians to lose the balance between those two.
有时我们只知道自己是属天的子民而忘记了自己是在世上的责任。
And very often we only remember that we're citizens of heaven but forget our responsibility on, in this world.
有时我们只知道自己是世上的公民而忽略了自己是天国子民的义务。
And sometimes we also remember that we are the citizens of the world but we ignore we are citizens of heaven.
因此我们基督徒应当有一个平衡，这个平衡就是在世我们却不属世，在地如同在天。
So therefore, Christians should be live but not in the world, as on earth as in heaven.
那么这个要真正的活在我们的这个生命当中。
So this is really need to, we need to live that out.
那么在2003年的时候，那个时候我们知道美国还在为同性恋的婚姻的问题进行辩论。
And so around 2003, there was a huge debate about the gay marriages.
当时旧金山的市长就是我们现在的州长，他是第一个在美国允许同性恋结婚的。
And so at the time, the San Francisco mayor is also our governor of California. He is the first one to support a gay marriage.
那个事情当时在全国引起了悍然的大波。
And it was caused a huge disturbance in the country.
那么很多的我们的这个基督徒教会都出来反对这个事情。
Many churches and Christians have opposed the gay marriage.
那他后来不得不在旧金山把这个事情又撤回，因为他没有正常的法律的程序。
And so they have to withdraw this proposal because there was a lack of proper procedures.
那么这个事情几经反复，甚至我们在加州都有过投票，投票的结果是绝大数的加州的居民反对同性恋的婚姻。
So this has gone back and forth, and the majority of Californians have opposed gay marriage.
但是我们现在看到的结果却是这个事情已经变成了一个法律的现实。
And but now we see this has become is a legal reality.
因为我们做基督徒，我们一定要尽我们做公民的责任。
And as a Christian, we have to fulfill obligation as a citizen of heaven.
我们也要发出我们的呼声。
We need to voice our concerns.
那同时，我们也应该意识到。在这个世界上，这个世界是继续向一个败坏的方向来走。
But we also realize that this world is continue to deteriorate morally.
那这种趋势，很多的时候是不由我们能够决定的。
And this trend very often is out of our control.
所以我们应该尽我们的责任，同时我们也知道，我们定睛在我们天上的城，那个将来的新耶路撒冷上。
And so we need to focus that our is not on earth will be the city of God in the future.
因为不是我们来战胜这个世界的。
It's not we can overcome this world.
那么最终战胜这个世界的是耶稣基督。
Eventually it's Christ is going to overcome.
所以我们看到这个在启示录第19章的时候，当耶稣基督再来的时候。
And we'll see when the Revelation chapter 19, when Jesus come back again.
那么一些众圣徒会跟他一起回到地上。
All the saints will come back with them.
但是是耶稣基督一个人。
But it's Christ alone by himself.
但是他是单枪匹马来战胜这个世界上一切的邪。
And it's by himself to overcome.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看到目前所发生的事情，我们不会灰心，我们不会丧胆。
So we will not be discouraged when we see what is going on right now.
因为我们知道将来会发生什么事情。
Because we know what's going to happen in the future.
即使这个世界继续的败坏，但是基督必将战胜世界上一切的邪恶。
The world is continuing to deteriorate, but we know God is going to prevail and overcome.
所以这个新冠病毒对于我们带来一个很大的挑战。
The COVID-19 has brought a great challenge to us.
不仅对个人、对家庭、各行各业，乃是对教会、对福音，都提出了一个挑战。
Not for only individual and also family and also for all walks of life, even churches.
我们感谢主在疫情之初呢，教会我们迅速的转型。
So in the beginning, thanks to the Lord, the beginning of the pandemic, the church quickly transformed.
我们也感谢主，我们弟兄姐妹坚持在网上的聚会。
And so we thank to the Lord that we insist continue to have online meeting.
这些都是史无前例的新鲜事物。
And this is unprecedented in the past.
那么我们的教会呢，聚会不但没有中断哈。
So our gathering has never been interrupted.
而且我们的成员也很稳定，大家都是爱主的心，都不断的成长。
And the members of the church are relatively stable and continue to grow.
那么在这个疫情呢不断的恶化，我们教会回归的这个时间呢？是一言再言的情况下。
And so even though the pandemic continue to be getting worse and worse, and going back to church has been postponed over and over.
我们应当如何去面对呢？啊。
And how can we face, how should we face in the future?
那么疫情这个虽然是在继续的严重化啊。
And even though the pandemic continue to get worse,
那我们可能会担心我们的经济的收入啊，我们的其他的一些个大选的失利啊等等一系列的问题。
And so we worry about our financial, our income, and also the result of election.
那么这些东西都很容易抓住我们的心。
And those kind of things easily grab our hearts.
那么即使在这个疫情得到控制之后，我们想我们将来的生活可能会跟以前也完全不一样。
Even though the pandemic will be under control, but our life will no longer the same.
所以这个时候比以往的任何时候，我们都要定睛在耶稣基督的身上。
So at this time, more than ever, we must focus on the goal set by Jesus Christ for us.
所以就正如保罗啊激励我们的。
As Paul inspire us.
那么在腓立比书三章十三节他这样说，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了。
And so in Philippians chapter 3 verse 13, brothers, I do not count myself to have apprehended.
但我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
But one thing I do is forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward.
那么向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣从上面招我来得的奖赏。
And to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，我们要定睛标杆。
And brothers and sisters, we need to focus our goal.
我们要像 Paul 一样，要像保罗一样，要得到神在基督耶稣里面从上面招我们来得的奖赏。
And so we need to focus on him so we can reachand press toward the goal of the price of upward call of God.
疫情呢终将过去。
And the pandemic eventually will be over.
那么生活呢可能也会慢慢的恢复正常。
And our life may return to normal.
那么我们在基督里面的委身并不会因为这样或那样的变化而改变。
However, our commitment in Christ should not change with changes in our circumstances.
美国或许会重新的强大，可以继续领导世界。
The United States may continue to be strong again and continue to lead the world.
那么也可能会衰弱。
And it may become weaker.
那么，但是我们知道上帝依然掌管这个世界。
However, we gotta remember God will continue to control the world.
那么我们基督徒所关心的道德问题，这个已经在西方世界持续了很多年。
The moral issue that Christians care about have continued for many years in the Western world.
那这种道德的滑坡呢，已许到了一种 病入膏肓的地步。
The kind of moral decline may have finally reached the point of dying.
但是我们看到的是基督的福音在世界其他的地方依然在快速的传播。
However, we see the gospel of Christ still spreading rapidly around the world.
我们应当仰望上帝那不能震动的国。
So we got to look at the unshakable kingdom of God.
所以基督必将得胜。
Christ will be victorious.
他差派门徒去征战四方哈。
He sent disciples to fight in all directions.
我们征战靠的不是我们自己的能力。
And when we fight, that the victory is not based on our own abilities.
乃是靠着基督的能力。
But the power of Christ.
不是我们自己战胜这个世界。
It's not how we defeat the world.
乃是耶稣基督一个人他自己战胜了世界。
But Christ alone.
我们胜过这个世界是因为耶稣基督得胜的缘故。
The reason we can overcome the world because God has already overcome and victorious.
我跟大家讲，我们是回顾历史来思想我们面前的问题。
So we look back the history and look as a mirror to learn what we can and now.
那么在历史上，我们知道过有过十字军的东征啊。
And so in the history, we remember there's a crusades.
当时他们是想建立一个耶路撒冷的国度。
They want to establish a kingdom of Jerusalem.
那么后来这个国家确实建立起来叫耶路撒冷王国。
And so it did establish a kingdom of Jerusalem.
大概就现在在巴勒斯坦这个地区，那么这个王国持续了大概200年的时间。
The kingdom actually lasts about 200 years in the Pakistan area.
那么后来在穆斯林的这个不断的侵蚀，包括萨拉丁一个很出色的军事领袖的攻击下，这个耶路撒冷王国也消失。
And so the kingdom was destroyed after many attacks from Muslim countries.
所以我们知道神的心意不是在这地上的现在的某一个国家。
And God's heart is not only focused on one country on earth.
甚至这个所谓以基督名义建立的耶路撒冷王国也不是完全在那里。
And so even though the kingdom of Jerusalem is not what is looking at.
因为我们要定睛在天上的城乃是耶路撒冷新耶路撒冷之上。
We got to focus on the city of God is New Jerusalem.
在新年的第一个主日，我们一起来思考这个疫情的问题和我们面临的挑战。
And for the first Sunday of the new year, we ponder about the challenge that the pandemic.
我们希望通过重温历史和圣经中有关这个基督徒的这个双重公民身份的教导。
So by reviewing the history and revelation of a Christian dual citizenship in the Bible.
所以在这个混乱的当中，我们基督徒应该定睛在耶稣基督为我们所设立的标杆之上。
So during the chaos, Christians should focus on the standard set by Jesus Christ for us.
因为基督为我们征战。
Because Christ already fought for us.
他已经胜过了这个世界。
He has already overcome this earth.
必将彻底的战胜这个世界一切的邪恶。
And he will eventually completely overcome all evil in this world.
当我们仰望上帝呢，不能震动的国度。
When we're looking up to God's unshakable kingdom.
基督徒在这个世界上，我们就是在世却不属世，在地如同在天。
The Christian has a dual citizenship on this earth, but not belong the world. On the earth as in heaven.
所以我们能够定睛在主耶稣基督的身上。
So we can stay focused on Jesus Christ alone.
那么以前有一个人呢，他的家庭呢，面临着饥饿的问题。
And there was one family was facing a famine.
他没有任何的东西啊，去给家里人买吃的。
He had nothing left to buy food.
所以这个人呢，就把他的猎枪找了出来。
So he was finding his the hunting gun.
那么 除了猎枪之外，他就看看有多少子弹。
And beside the gun, he was looking for to see how many bullets he had.
他只有三颗子弹。
He only have three bullets left.
于是他就打算说出去今天打一个猎，希望可以给家里人提供一些食物。
So he was hoping to hunt some food for his family.
所以他出去之后，首先他看到一个松鼠。
And the first he saw a squirrel.
然后他就未加思索就打了一枪。
Without thinking, he fired the first shot.
结果这一枪也没打中。
But he did not hit the squirrel.
哎呀，他的心情非常不好，连个小松鼠都打不到。
And he was a little bit depressed because he could not even hit the squirrel.
所以再往前面走，他看见一只兔子。
And later he saw a rabbit.
他也没加思索又打了一枪。
And without thinking, he shot the bullet to the rabbit.
结果这个兔子也没有打着。
But the rabbit ran away.
现在他只剩最后一颗子弹了。
Then he only left one bullet.
他就开始在那里想，他说哎呀，我现在只剩下一颗子弹了，我得小心，我一定要打着一个吃的才可以。
So he said, I have to be careful, only have one bullet left, I have to hunt something.
所以他就开始比较小心，开始说我一定要打到一个食物。
So he was very extra cautious and careful, he need to hunt with a very last bullet.
那么当他前面走的时候， 他看到一只火鸡。
And then when he saw a turkey,
这回呢就比较小心拿起枪，他说我一定要把这火鸡打中，这样我们今天晚上就有吃的。
So he was have a second thought, very careful, that said, I have to shoot this turkey in order to have food tonight.
所以就在他瞄准火鸡的时候，突然有一只鹿从远处跑过来。
So when he was aiming at the turkey, and there was a deer from far behind.
哎呀，他于是就把这枪啊瞄准了那个鹿。
So therefore he aimed at that deer.
他想，我如果把这个鹿打着，我不就是可以多吃几天了吗？
So if I can get this deer, I will have a lot more food.
这时候他就要做一个选择，到底是打这只火鸡还是打那只鹿。
Therefore, he had to make a decision whether to shoot the turkey or shoot the deer.
那他最有把握的就是把这个火鸡给打到。
He has a more confidence to shoot the turkey.
因为火鸡离他更近一些。
Because the turkey was a little bit closer to him.
最后他就说决定来打这只火鸡。
So in the end, he decided to shoot the turkey.
所以他把这火鸡一枪打去，这次打中了，火鸡就应声倒地。
So he was turkey and then got the turkey.
所以呢不但打着了火鸡，出乎意料的是他这个子弹从火鸡的这个脖子上穿过去了。
So unexpectedly, besides he shoot the turkey, and the bullets from the turkey can actually exit out.
那么出去之后呢，正好那个鹿飞奔过来，这个子弹也打在鹿的身上。
So the bullet coming from the turkey also killed the deer as well.
所以火鸡跟鹿啊都应声倒地哈。
And so both turkey and the deer fell.
他就有了很多的食物可以供应他的家庭。
Therefore, he got a lot of food to supply his family.
所以这个故事其实就告诉我们啊，我们有多的很多的时候必须要做出一些选择的。
And this story actually telling us very often we need to make certain decisions.
我们不知道我们在世上的年日还有多少。
We have no idea how long we have the time on earth.
就像那个猎人。他身上只有三颗子弹而已。
And just like the hunter only has three bullets.
我们的精力，我们的能量是非常有限的。
All our energy is very limited.
很多的时候我们必须要决定我们把我们的精力跟能量花在哪些事情上。
We need to really think about where we should spend our ability and our energy at.
真是需要从神给我们来的智慧。
So we need the wisdom coming from the Lord.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢主的恩典。
Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for your grace.
因为我们知道过去一年有主你特别的保守。
We know you have protected us last year.
特别是在这个新冠瘟疫流行的时候。
Especially during the pandemic.
我们仰望新的一年，我们求主你赐给我们智慧。
When we're looking forward to this new year, we ask for your wisdom.
真是让我们能够定睛在主你为我们设立的标杆之上。
So we can fully focus on you to set the goal.
使我们教会能够预备好，我们能够为主的福音来努力的工作。
So our church can be fully prepared for the gospel of kingdom.
无论世间怎样的变化，但主的你的国度是不能震动的国度。
No matter what this world changes, but your kingdom is unshakable.
耶稣基督已经胜过了这个世界。
Because Jesus Christ already overcome the world.
我们只有依靠主赐给我们的能力，我们同样可以胜过这个世界。
We can only rely on the strength of Jesus Christ, so we can also overcome.
愿主你使用我们的教会。
Please continue to use our church.
在整个中加州这个海岸的地区。
So in the Central Coast area,
我们能够为主耶稣基督做美好的见证。
We can have a beautiful testimony in the area.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We will pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.